This goes to Dr. Douglas Poff, P-O-F-F, fax 989-584-0307, regarding Irene Miller, date of birth 11/25/1936. Dear Dr. Poff, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Miller with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. Her last visit was October 19th of 2021. Since that time, she's lost 3 pounds, and she's had a few episodes of atrial fibrillation since her last visit in this practice. And her Coreg had been switched to metoprolol 50 milligram twice a day, and the episodes of atrial fib seem to have improved after that switch. She states she's feeling better and denies any hospitalizations or procedures since October. She has no recent UTI symptoms, no cloudiness or blood or dysuria. She is trying to follow a low-salt diet and does follow a fluid restriction carefully. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion, no oxygen, but she does use a CPAP machine at night, and edema is improved with routine use of Lasix 40 milligram twice a day. Medications, as previously stated, she's now on metoprolol 50 milligram twice a day instead of Coreg 25 milligram twice a day. And I want to highlight the Quinapril 40 milligram once a day, and the Lasix is 40 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, her weight is 276 pounds. Blood pressure is 129/74. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/13 of 2021. Creatinine was stable at 1.6. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.1. Albumin 4.1. Liver enzymes are normal. Her hemoglobin A1C was 7.6. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, hypertension currently at goal, and type 2 diabetes. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months or more often as needed. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll continue her fluid restriction. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.